Good morning, John. Thanks again for being here for Veterans Affairs on KSJD.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
What is this Veterans Cemetery project all about? Describe it for us.
Well, it's kind of a evolution, if you will. Traditionally, VFW Post 5231 put flags on the graves of veterans at Cedar Grove out in Mancos. And it came to discussion that our post actually represents all of Montezuma County, including Dolores and Cortez and Mancos. So the discussion came out that, well, if we're going to say that we represent all of Montezuma County, then we should represent all of Montezuma County. So then the research became, well, what does that entail? And we went to find a grave, which is a pretty good site. Anybody can find it, and you can enroll into it. But anyway, we looked there to see how many cemeteries are there listed for Montezuma County. And it turns out there's 42.
Wow.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Wow. We got our work cut out for us. And there's the big ones like Cortez, there's Cedar Grove, there's Summit Ridge up toward Dolores, and some of the others that most people know, like People's Cemetery down by the lake there and stuff like that. But what we wanted to do is to say we need to first identify the cemeteries. Then we need to identify the caretakers of the cemeteries so that we can have a meaningful conversation with them. And then we need to locate all the veterans within those cemeteries. And we want to, our ultimate goal is to make sure that all veterans are paid respect on Memorial Day, at least that day, which is pretty much what our mission statement for the VFW is. In we not only assist veterans in need, but we also memorialize those that have gone on, either through combat or non-combat reasons, have gone on before us. They're the fallen. So our purpose of this is that. That's the end goal. And as part of this project, we're looking to, as I said, identify the cemeteries, identify the caretakers, but we're also looking for a collaboration because we can't do it with just our own membership. We know that. So we're looking to team up with other groups out there that do this same or similar type honoring of veterans. American Legion, for example. American Legion traditionally takes care of the Cortez Cemetery. We know of other groups out there that are honoring as well. Daughters of the American Revolution, for example. But we're looking to say if we can get a collaborative meeting together where we can all sit down and say, okay, what do you cover so that we don't have to backtrack through that same area and worry about whether something got covered or didn't get covered. So that's kind of where we're at.
What are some things that you've been learning about the history of this area as you've been digging into all of this information about cemeteries and veterans' graves and those kinds of things?
There's definitely some interesting things out there. One of the things that I'm doing as part of this project is I'm looking for stories. And we're not looking to share anything that folks can't find on these folks. They're generally in the obituaries or something close. But we're finding things about people that are part of the community that they're gone now, but their story is still out there. All we need to do is dust it off and bring it out. For example, on Purple Heart Day, I posted on our Facebook page, and I would ask people to find VFW Post 5231 on the Facebook page and like and follow us, and you'll get these updates from time to time when we do these. But I found two Purple Heart recipients, and their stories were dramatically different. One was wounded very seriously in Okinawa, and he came back to the States. He lived to be 94, I think it was, 94, 95, and died of natural causes then. And then there's the contrast. There's the kid that came from our area, went to Vietnam, and within 18 days, he was dead. He was killed on patrol. And both of these were Purple Heart recipients, but their stories were much different. And so we're looking at things like that. We're looking at other interesting stories. There's some folks who are known for starting things in this area, like the husband and wife that she started the Methodist thrift store. And when I mentioned this to somebody, they said, "Oh, yeah, I remember the old Methodist thrift store." "Really? She's the one that started that?" And I said, "Yep." So their story's coming out pretty soon. And we have, we're finding things like that. We're finding everything from, I think as far back as we go, is the Civil War. We have veterans in the county from the Civil War on both sides. And, you know, we pay respects to both sides. We have Spanish-American War. One particular fellow was, I researched his unit. It didn't say anything other than just his unit on his marker. So I researched the unit to just see what it was all about. It was part of Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders. And it talked about a particular two major battles that they were in down in Cuba. But they were being beaten back because the Cubans were using German Mausers, which were more superior to what our boys were carrying at the time. But you can only imagine the things that these guys were going through. And the statistics out of that one was amazing. I mean, there's like one officer killed, like 10 enlisted killed, but 578 of them died from infirmities, you know, basically diseases.
Yeah.
Malaria, dysentery, all the other things that come along with that stuff.
Amazing.
And I don't think people really realize that stuff.
Lots of history, lots of stories out there.
Absolutely. They're out there.
How can people help? Is there a way for the general public to get involved with this?
Well, I would say at this point, we've done the electronic recon through Find a Grave. So we kind of have an initial blush, if you will, of names and places to look and that sort of thing. And what we're trying to do now is do what we call a terrain walk, which is to go out and compare our list with what we see on the ground. And also to make contact with the caretakers who might have a little more knowledge and might also have some interesting stories to share as well. So basically, we're in the terrain walk phase of it. If you're interested in that sort of thing, I would say find our Facebook page, VFW Post 5231 on Facebook, and hit us up. We can organize little teams and go out and walk the cemeteries. And right now, we're just gathering names and gathering locations. And you're doing what Custer didn't do, which is gather intel. You know, you want to gather intel, boys.
Right.
We know how his story turned out. So
right. Well, it sounds like a really neat project to get involved with. And
it really
thanks for coming in and talking about it this morning. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time, Tom. I really do.
Before we end up this edition of the Veterans Affairs Program, I just want to mention that the Montezuma County Veterans Day Parade will be happening on Monday, November 11th. That is, of course, Veterans Day. It's going to be right here in Cortez along West Montezuma Avenue. The parade starts at 1 p.m., and the parade lineup starts at noon. If you are interested in getting into the parade, please call Mike Brunk at 970-570-9928. Again, that's the Montezuma County Veterans Day Parade on Monday, November 11th. It's going to happen at 1 p.m. right there along Montezuma Avenue right here in Cortez. Thanks again. It's always a pleasure talking with you, John.
Same here, Tom. Same here.
That's John Davis from local VFW Post 5231. You've been listening to KSJD's Veterans Affairs. I'm Tom Yoder.